The government announced today that the nation's unemployment rate has inched up. The March jobless rate of 5.7% was slightly higher than analysts had expected. It suggests that economic recovery has not yet fully taken root in the nation's job market. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The March unemployment rate was the highest since December, but economists say that's not cause for alarm. Chief economist Len Reeser of Bank of America Capital Management says an increase in the jobless rate is typical at this point in a recovery.
We see various people who had been laid off coming back to the workforce and starting to look for opportunities. So the unemployment rate is likely to rise, but we think it probably will not even break 6%. This would be in contrast to the nearly 8% jobless rate we saw in the early 1990s in the last recession.
That's important, Reeser says, because as long as the unemployment rate stays low, it's not likely to derail consumer spending. And relatively robust spending by consumers has been propping up the economy, helping to avoid what could have been a more serious recession.
The job market is the most important factor affecting consumer spending. So basically, income growth should be enough to sustain at least a moderate pace of consumer spending as we move into the second quarter.
A separate survey by the Labor Department shows 58,000 new jobs were created in March, but the department revised its February job figures, erasing what had been a big gain. Companies certainly aren't laying off workers the way they were for much of the last year, but Reeser says employers are hesitant to hire new workers until they're confident that orders, sales, and profits are on the rise. Still, Reeser says there were encouraging signs in the latest report. Companies are using more temporary workers, which often foreshadows permanent hires, and the manufacturing sector, which has been a weak point, is now increasing workers' hours.
They'll start to use a little more overtime, have people work a little longer work weeks, and then when they are to the position where they believe they've got sustainable orders and sales to justify increased staff levels, then they'll start to put out the hiring signs.
One industry that's already hiring is tourism, which was hit hard in the wake of the September 11th terrorist attacks. President Luis Barrios of the San Diego Hotel and Motel Association says the industry hasn't fully recovered, but at the resort hotel he runs, business is looking up.
A hotel like mine with 313 rooms, I have been able to have a full housekeeping staff working for the last 3 weeks. Spring break has been very good. But it has been a good relief to have people back into the hotels and to have people working.
On balance, the new employment numbers provide further evidence the economy is growing, albeit at a modest pace. A silver lining to the sluggish job growth is that it's unlikely to trigger inflation fears, which might prompt the Federal Reserve Board to raise interest rates. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.